T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now, the U.S. is, of course, not the only country with a coronavirus problem. The virus has spread unchecked around the world, and that includes Peru, where we're hearing about a quarantine put in place with no notice. Many Americans in Peru now left with unanswered questions, wondering if they'll be able to get home. That includes Jenny Lubkin, a New Yorker who's in Lima, we're told, and has been sharing video updates on her Instagram story. Jenny is an employee of 1010 Wind's parent company, Entercom, and she joins us now by phone to fill us in. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for phoning in from South America to tell us more about what's happening down there. And why don't you start off with your story? What is your status right now? Are you stuck in Peru?
I am. I'm stuck in Lima, Peru. It's the capital here. And I'm staying at a hostel. I got here last weekend. And then the next day, they announced that there was going to be a quarantine to start at midnight. And there was a bit of confusion with it because it was supposed to start at midnight on Sunday, but then on Monday they said it was official at 8 o'clock on Monday. So I'm staying at a hostel, and this hostel has been absolutely incredible, but I'm trapped here with dozens of other people from around the world.
So what does this quarantine mean, in fact? Does it mean you can't leave the grounds of the hostel?
You're not supposed to, but you're able to leave if you want to get food or have an emergency.
So, would you be allowed, then you can't be allowed to go to the airport, for example, and try to catch a flight home?
Well, that's the thing. If I had a flight that was leaving on, like, the day that it was leaving, then I could probably leave to go. But the problem is that there aren't any taxis around, and I don't think that Uber is working right now. So, because if taxis drive to the airport during this quarantine, then they could be questioned or asked or given a fine. So people are bearing down in every realm because they're afraid of what the penalties would be.
Yeah, that could be a problem, too. Now, usually when you're overseas and run into a problem, you should contact the U.S. Embassy in the country that you're in. Have you tried that?
I have. I called them multiple times throughout the week this past week, and they even have a text message number for WhatsApp, the application, and I've reached out, and I haven't heard a word from them responding to my email. They've sent a few emails throughout the last 8 days giving general updates and a guide to reach out to airlines asking them for flights, but they haven't been very helpful.
Do you have a ticket for an upcoming flight?
I did for April 4th, but that was canceled last night. I was alerted of that via email. So, yeah.
So what are you doing now to get through this?
Right now, trying to stay in good spirits with people here. I've been looking up flights to see ways to get back. My parents had sent me an article with updates because there hasn't been much coverage on this, but I'm in an American Stuck in Peru Facebook group and chat, so everyone is sharing information. So some people said there might be a couple charter flights that go out today, and if so, I'll try to get on them. But my parents just texted me like 5 minutes ago that apparently no flights are going into New York or Philly. I'm from South Jersey. So I'm probably going to fly to Miami and then figure out a way to get back.
How are you making out as far as your necessary supplies in the hostel?
I'm actually okay. Thankfully, they've been able to keep everything stocked here. There's a free breakfast every morning, and at night, there's every other night they have a dinner you can opt in for, like a barbecue where they cook everything. But there's a grocery store that thankfully, even though they have run out of some things, they generally have a lot of stuff to buy for food.
And one last question for you is, does everybody seem healthy at the hostel?
Yeah, everyone does seem healthy, but because it's a 2 to 14 day incubation period, it's hard to say what might happen in the next week. So I think everyone is trying to stay optimistic, but be reasonable about this. And I don't know, just really hoping that our embassies can work together, because the states, the government at home is saying they want to help, and the embassy here hasn't been helpful, but they really just need to work together to figure it out.
All right, Jenny Lupkin, a New Yorker, joining us by phone. I believe you're from Brooklyn?
I am.
All right. Jenny, thank you so much for calling us and sharing your story. Best of luck, and we hope you get home soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Donna. Me too.
All right. And, of course, more coronavirus coverage just ahead here on 1010 Winds.